It's quiet now. I don't know why I like to watch you afterwards, to watch you sleeping. But I do. And this is after and before was what it always is. A wonder and somehow a delightful terror. A great breaking wave, and you make me into the whole sea in a single grain of sand at the same time. But that was then, and this is now. And now? Now, it's quiet. And I watch you sleep. I watch, and I watch, and I'm aching, and I'm sore, and every muscle is stretched beyond stretching. But then, it happens. That sound. And I'm wet. Not just wet, but soaking and dripping. That one sound. And it's done. Do you remember? The day that we didn't? You weren't expecting me that day. But it wasn't something I could hint or warn about. So I listened to the radio a lot and waited. And today was it. So I came to the cottage and I knocked. And there you were. The breeze was blowing, my silk skirt tied against my legs and my silk shirt, the buttons all neatly buttoned. Flattened against me, and I knew you could tell Abra and I were not on speaking terms that day. And it didn't matter that you looked, that you could see, because I made sure my eyes were smiling, though it was hard. So hard, and it already hurt so much, and I was already so scared. Not of you, but of what had been. Not ever of you. And I knew you'd had been in more trouble for not looking than for looking. But the radio had been pretty precise for a change, and I looked at my watch, and I grabbed your hand, and I told you we had to hurry. And you asked why, and for a moment, I knew for a moment my smile wasn't a smile, because I was scared. But... And for a moment, I knew, for a moment, my smile wasn't a smile, because I was scared. But I grabbed hold of myself inside and made it go. So I pulled your hand, and you came with me. And I'd stared at maps for so long, but I knew the way, and it was a long way, but that was okay. I had a long way to go in me as well, and we walked for miles, and we talked, and at last, after so long, I talked about things I'd never really spoken of, though they'd never left the dark spaces in my mind, and likely never would, because I talked of him. And what he'd done, and how he'd done it, and I saw it in your eyes. If you'd been the killing kind, I knew he'd not have drawn another breath. And I knew you knew we'd never, well, never. And I could see it didn't matter, like it had never mattered, because you were there, and I was there. And that was all that ever mattered to you. And it was enough. It was miles we walked that day. Miles, and sometimes the river was near us, and sometimes trees whispered over us, but we kept on walking. And I knew you could see me looking at my watch, and you asked if there was some place I had to be, and I said no. No place. Just. And for a moment, I knew the fear again, and I said, just someone. And we walked, and we walked, and we came to it. The hill. And it was a hill we'd never been to before, and all our walks there, and it was high, and there was no path, and the wind was getting chill, and the clouds thicker, and you asked if I wanted to go back because the weather didn't look good. And I did. I really, really did. But I didn't as well, because I knew if I did, I'd never be able to climb the hill. Not this hill, the other hill. The dark one that still woke me in blind tears. So I said it was fine. And I said I wanted to climb the hill, even if I knew you didn't know the hill I meant. And I took off my heels and I ran like a deer, the silk clinging to me like early morning mist. And we climbed. And we climbed, and we climbed, and the skies got darker and grayer, just like they were supposed to. And I looked at my watch, and again I looked, and the clouds were heavy, and clearly it was going to rain. And I knew I was half smiling and half fearing, but I knew I wasn't turning back. And we got to the top. And the sky shattered. Oh, I've been in storms, but not at all a storm like that one. The sky opened and the rain fell like Noah must have known, and it fell and it fell. And you took your jacket off and tried to wrap it around me, but I shrugged it off. And I threw it down, and the rain fell, and the silk was clinging tight to me like my very skin. And I shivered. You saw it. Maybe you thought I was cold. You wrapped your arms around me, and I couldn't help it. We were so close to so many dark places. I flinched just a little, and you tried to let go, but I wrapped my own arms around you, and there was no place you were going. My arms were so tight. And I kissed you. I say I kissed you, and you'll never know how hard it was for me to brush my lips to yours, to open them, to slide my tongue into your mouth, but it was no simple kiss, at least not to me. The skies above tried hard, but there wasn't a bolt they could cast to match the fire in our lips and tongues. And the sky hammer broke the clouds, but it couldn't match the pounding of my heart, the rushing of my blood. And it might have been a minute, and it might have been an hour, that kiss. I still don't know. But that was when it happened. Your hand slid down my sodden back, and one hand slid underneath the waistband of my skirt, and the other flowed and slid beneath another waistband, one under my skirt, and my skin burned in your hand. Burned like fire, even in this cold rain's cold. But this time, I felt you flinch. And I knew you were going to pull away in the moment, and the chance would be gone, and the hill would be gone, and that I had only one chance, and one alone. And suddenly, it was my hands hard on yours, your hands on my ass, hard and as strong as I could make them. And I said it. One word. Don't. And I felt you try to move my hands, try to pull away, and I was strong. So strong. I said it again. Don't. And even in the rain, the hammered rain, I knew you saw the tears in my eyes, and I said it again. Not a cry, but a whisper. Don't ever let go. And I reached behind me, and I slipped the one button of my skirt free, and I pulled the zip. And I waited, and you slid my rain-tight skirt down my legs, and you slid my panties down, and if you but knew, it was sodden with juice I had thought would never flow again. And as you slid them down, I sank down with them, my hands on your shoulders, pulling you to your knees. And I reached to my neckline, and I pulled, and no, poor button, it was gonna get in my way. And my shirt split open, and the soaked silk went the way of my skirt. My nipples brushed your chest, and the touch of your skin burned like flaming ice, and my nipples were hard, so hard. And I tore your shirt off, and I unbuckled your pants, and I unzipped you, and your jeans went down like my skirt. And we were naked on the hill. And you were so hard, and so straight. And my pussy brushed the tip of your cock, and we were close, so close. And we kissed, and we kissed, and we kissed, and we kissed a moment, a minute, a day, a week, a month, a year. And we kissed. And the tips of my breasts seared on your chest, and the brush of your cock on my pussy was like electricity. And we could have, and it would have been fine, and we both knew we could, and we didn't. We kissed. And for a moment, a minute, a day, a week, a month, a year, you never let go of my ass tied in your hands, and you never moved your hips, never thrust anything, save your tongue deep in my mouth. And the rain fell, and the rain soaked, and it couldn't match the floods in both of us. But we didn't. And the rain, it kept its falling, and we stood, and we left our clothes where they were, and we walked back here. We walked, and the rain came down like no one never knew. And we held hands, we two. And we came here, and we came to the fire, and we lay on the rug, and you stoked the fire's glow for all that it couldn't match what was burning in us. And we lay on the rug. And we slept. Because that was the day we didn't. And we woke in the morning and we were dry, but both so very wet. And we laughed and we cried. And what we did next was no one's business but our own. Because the day we didn't was yesterday. And we weren't the people we had been. And I lie here tonight, beside you, and I remember. And I hear it, the first spot of rain on the window. And I hear it, and the spot turns to spit, and the spit to tap. And the rain on the window does its pitter-patter splatter hammer. And at the first sound, I'm so wet. And I turn to watch you sleeping, my cunt so very wet. And it's no sleep in your eyes. For they're open, and I know there's a storm in you. A storm in us. For there's lightning in those eyes. And we dance again, we two. And when we're done, you whisper soft in my ear, and your hands are on my ass so burning hot, and you whisper, "Do you remember?" And I lean into you, and my lips brush yours, and my lips brush your ear, and I whisper my reply. Don't. And you haven't, and you won't, because you remember.